Lord, may the thoughts of our minds and the words of my mouth be pleasing to you now and always. Amen. We've got a picture here of the abundant love and mercy and forgiveness of our God, that he forgives over and over and over again. And his teaching is very clear, that we are called to forgive debts, not just once or seven times, but 77 times. In other words, keep forgiving. There is no count on how many times you should forgive. We've tended to over-spiritualize the issue of debt. In the King James Version of the Lord's Prayer, it says, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." Our current economic climate might make us quite sensitive about talking about debt. But in this passage, we're brought back to the reality of the impact of spiraling debt. We see this slave come before his master, owing him 10,000 bags of gold. And because he's unable to pay, the master orders that he and his wife and his children and all that he has be sold in order to repay the debt. That sounds awful to our modern ears, the thought of selling our children and our spouses to pay what we owe. Fortunately, he was let off. But we see here the devastating impact of debt, as the man cannot pay and everything must be sold. There's no doubt that climate change is throwing many into debt, largely those living in the developing and third world countries. Hurricanes, intense rain causing flooding, wildfires raging out of control, droughts. These, as we know, are weather-related direct consequences of climate change that wreak havoc on the lives of millions around the world, destroying homes, livelihoods, and vital infrastructure. I was reading this week about Mozambique, and in particular, the second biggest city in Mozambique, Beira. In 2019, there was Hurricane Ida, who almost completely destroyed the city of Beira. The country was forced to take out loans to rebuild vital infrastructure, roads, hospitals, and schools. Just a couple of years later, along came Hurricane Anna in 2022, destroying that very infrastructure that had been built. Again, they took out debt loans to rebuild. Hurricane Freddy followed in 2023, each disaster increasing the debt for that country. On an individual level, a family will be struck by climate change-related disasters such as floods or drought that make them lose their harvest for the year. The only way to buy seed and other necessities for the following year is to take out a loan. Survival becomes more and more difficult as they are servicing the loans. And then another disaster strikes. The family is thrust into abject poverty, forced to do anything they can just to survive. We cannot continue to turn a blind eye to this kind of debt. The theme of Creation Tide this year is let justice and peace flow. Justice and peace. Just the things that people living in third world feeling the devastating effects of climate change are desperate for. It feels so unfair that we are able to weather the storms in our nice houses with our modern conveniences, while they toil and struggle against nature and against the unjust economic systems set up between the first and the third world, the gap becoming wider and wider with each disaster. Justice and peace, exactly what creation itself is longing for, is crying for. Creation itself has been incredibly forgiving of our misuse and destruction. God, our Creator, designed the world to work so that it could restore imbalances as they occur. However, the scale and the speed at which we continue to use and abuse the Earth's resources are at such a pace that creation can no longer keep up trying to rectify our imbalances. The balances that keep the world from flourishing are out of kilter. And so we see the Earth suffering because of our unjust treatment of the Earth. It is time for a change. Time to push for a simpler lifestyle, for less convenience in our lives, for more thought to the impact of our actions on the world and those living in the world with us. It is a time to forgive the debts so that the third world can keep up with the first and introduce the changes in energy use and consumption that are needed. We are all desperate for God's justice and peace with creation, which will allow life to flourish as it once did. But justice is not an easy thing. Justice is costly. It calls us to repentance. We all need to be repentant, which means a lot more than simply saying sorry. We need to act. It is amazing when I look at All Saints and all of the things that we are doing as a church to highlight the plight of the world. I think of our eco status, the Climate Matters group, our churchyard, the Earth Fair that we are holding here next weekend, the very fact that every year we mark this month of Creation Tide, and the thinking and the praying that is provoked by it. But we can't be complacent. We can't think that we're doing our little bit, so it's okay. We need to continue to add to the changes we make to our lives so that we are more and more considerate of the effects on all of creation. I was reading in Church Times this week about the Christian protests held around the country. And I think it's great to see Christians leading the way, calling for changes. But we need more. We need more people on the front line, more people protesting and pushing for change. The alternative reading that we didn't have this morning was the story of the parting of the Red Sea. And I really love that that story shows a partnership between God and Moses in bringing about justice for the Israelites. Moses raises his staff and the sea parts. Moses does the raising of the staff, God does the parting of the sea, and the Israelites are able to walk across to freedom. That partnership is what God wants from us. It is a spiritual requirement to forgive others their debts. That's what we read in our story this morning. But will we recognize that? What can we do to help the global north to recognise that. It is our joy to respond to the need of others, not begrudgingly giving because we can see how bad their life is, but giving sacrificially and abundantly, because when we do, we help others, and actually it will benefit us. Did not Jesus give sacrificially and abundantly and with joy when he was with us? He gave for us, and that is the attitude that we should have. God forgives our debts abundantly. It is his nature, and it should be ours too, to give with joy and to encourage others to give with joy and to recognise as we see the small changes come. To know and believe ourselves free and enabled by forgiveness rather than paralysed and disabled by guilt is basic to the spiritual bonuses of Christian life. The example given in this passage is about the radical Christian witness of forgiveness in a costly and loving personal interaction. Let us take this to heart and pray for and act for justice for those who are struggling with poverty, with debt, and for the very creation herself, the thing which sustains us. Justice calls us to repentance and a change of attitudes and actions. Our forgiveness calls us to pass that forgiveness on to others and calls us to no longer continue to enslave others with our debt. As we join the river of justice and peace with others, then hope is created. Let us pray with hope and act with justice for the good of creation and for all of God's people. Amen.